sure there is, but I don't know it.
Okay. You might say, he was an important man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. And people are dressed in black. You'd say they're in
mourning.
Okay. Is there anything else that you say that people are really worked up over a death in the family? You know, excessive sort of? Somebody, if you meet somebody on an average day, you know, say, how you doing? You say, you know, you weren't feeling just too great and you weren't feeling bad either. You might say, oh.
So-so.
Okay. If somebody's troubled, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right. Don't
worry about it.
Okay. And if you're getting old, your joints are stiff and aching, you'd say you got a touch of
arthritis.
Okay. What do you call, there's a disease that has a severe, very severe sore throat, and people have blisters on the inside of their throat, and children used to die with it, like used to choke in the middle of the night or something like that. Tell them.
I'm bad on diseases. That's not diphtheria, is it? Okay.
Okay, if there's something wrong with your kidneys, a lot of times your skin and your eyeballs would turn yellow and you'd say you're getting
jaundice.
Okay. If you have a sharp stabbing pain, that's the first aid manual says, in your lower right abdomen, you probably have
appendicitis.
Okay. If you eat and drink things that don't agree with you and you come back up, you'd say you
threw up.
Okay, or another word?
Vomited.
Okay. Which is the more polite of those two?
Vomited.
Okay. Excuse me, do you know some crude or joking ways of saying the same thing?
Tossed your cookies.
Yeah. Okay, anything else?
Herped.
Gross. Anything else?
No.
Okay. If you were at a party and it was pretty warm in there and everything, say you had a little bit to drink anyway and some rich stuff to eat, and you might say, there, I think I'd better get some fresh air. I'm beginning to feel a little sick
in my stomach.
Okay. Say you had a gossipy neighbor. You might say he hardly got the news when he came right over
and told me.
Okay. Or instead of Ann told me, you might say
to tell me.
Okay. You might say, if he doesn't come, I'm disappointed.
I'll be disappointed.
Okay. If a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house, you'd say he's what?
Seen her.
Okay. Or you'd say they are
seeing each other.
Okay, any other words you might use for
dating?
Okay. How serious is that?
Dating?
Yeah.
Just, it's not serious. I mean,
okay.
It may be, but it's casual until it gets to another point.
Okay.
Until you're going steady, I guess.
Okay, what's going steady? That's
when you're only seeing one person.
Okay. Okay, in that case, he would be her
boyfriend.
And she'd be his
girlfriend.
Okay. If a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would go, ha ha, you've been
smooching.
Okay. Any other words?
Necking.
Okay. Say that these two are dating, and the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her. You'd say she